This is the podcast.
This is the cast.
It's like we got to delete the first one. It sucked. Now we're like, you got to get it. This man. I get some. yeah, it's wild.
I really am stoked on Kanye's new shit. And I'm such a hypocrite because I was always like, you think he's a genius? Look at this fucking idiot. Blah, blah, blah. But he was on opioids, bro. He was on opioids. He was at TMZ. It's actually really funny. He's having an interview. You know, like when people try to like put him in interviews, he just kind of like when he was on the Ellen show, he starts walking around. So he, you know, do you ever watch TMZ? There's like the white guy who's like old and kind of ripped. And then there's like a black guy with dreadlocks.
See, I only know the guy. I can just picture him
not Perez Hilton
leaning over like a cubicle, drinking out of something.
Then he has a black guy with dreadlocks who's often there too. So like the whole time they're like Kanye's just talking the whole time, and for some reason like the white guy's talking a lot. Whenever like the black co-host tries to cut in, Kanye's like, I can't have both of you guys talk, and he grabs the black dude's shoulders and he's like, you just gotta chill out for a little bit. This guy's just sitting there like just crossing in his arms like, I just got bitched on TV. And they're talking and shit. And then at one point, Kanye stands up and addresses the whole... You know, they have, like, their people cubicles on the computers and shit in the background. He's like, everyone listen up. And he's, like, basically saying he was on opioids because he got liposuction because he didn't want to be called fat.
Yeah.
Like they called Rob Kardashian fat before the wedding. He's like, y'all called Rob fat before the wedding. I didn't want me to get called fat. I get liposuction. Now I'm addicted to opiates. No, he's so fucking funny. And then they're like... People are trying, you can see guys being, because that was when he said like slavery, 400 years of choice, or whatever. And people were like, people are checking out, but they're also on camera, so they'd be like all like sourpussing and stuff. And then he'd be like, who's feeling what I'm saying? A couple people were like, fuck it, yeah, like raise their hands.
They threw up that salute.
But he said, who's feeling anything I'm saying? So, but Candace Owens was there too. And then like, she was just like, fuck yeah, dude. And
who's Candace Owens?
Candace Owens is a black conservative talking head. Who will like go on Fox News and be like, well, actually, blah, 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 blah. You know,
she's like, actually, slavery was a choice.
Like you were talking about with fact monger, people who are just know more facts.
Yeah.
She knows hella facts, dude. So she can go on and be like, well, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, sweet, we're all right, let's go home. Yeah. We had a fact person on, and she's black, so sorry.
Yeah, dude.
So yeah, he was funny on there because his whole stance is literally ours on the podcast where he's like, yo, man, I'm all about feelings and waves and vibes.
What do you mean ours?
Mine, I guess, because me and Kanye are INFPs, so it's like, he's like, I'm all about feelings and vibes and ways, man. He's like,
INFP.
Oh, INFP is our personality type.
Okay.
Introvert, feeling, intuitive, perception. 1% of the population.
What were those?
INFP.
Do it again.
Introvert, intuitive, and...
That's an I.
And, but for the personality type, you can't have I on, you know, it'd be too confusing. INFP. 1% of the population. We don't deal with rash. We deal morally in the abstract and like the future and everything.
True.
But he says, they're like, well, you said this.
You're in the post-apocalyptic future.
And that's all I think about, dude. And he says this and he's like, yeah, well, you know, it's not, facts aren't really my thing. He's like, Candace knows more facts. I'm more on feelings and vibes. I know what's going on, dude. It's so fucking funny because they're like, but you said this. And he's like, yeah, I just realized that's wrong. But check this out, dude. It's like, and then if anyone gets mad at him, he's like, come on, give me a hug, man. And it's, you can't attack him, dude. It's so funny. And his slavery was a choice thing. I think he was saying, like, he's just going off on a rant, but he's just saying, like, dude, like, it's been 400 years, man. So I don't know if he's meaning, like, leading up to now, people are still... Because he was also talking about mental slavery. So I think he's, like, you know, he's off on tangent. But people are like, really? You think that was a choice of theirs? And it's like, obviously people weren't like, where are you going? All right, sounds chill.
Yeah.
Work for free? Why not? Dude, let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was that was funny to me. It's just funny watching people... And that's my own bias, is watching liberals eat shit on stuff. It's like, God, it's so funny.
It is.
It's so funny. It's funny really watching great. Republicans do it, but it's more funny watching liberals because they actually try to like articulate like their own bullshit reasons out of it. And they're like, well, he was a genius. Now it's a...
Yeah, Republicans eating shit is... I don't know. They're usually like... It's usually garbage in the first place. Like, it's usually like you can pray gay away.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you can't, dude.
And you're like, well, all right, well, fuck you then.
I think you can.
What are you, gay?
What are you, I'll pray for you.
But it's funny that he has a good point, though. He's like, dude, I can be black and be a conservative. Like, they're like, you owe it to every black person to follow this thing.
Yeah.
His whole thing, he's like, he's like, I get it, dude. I used to do the same thing. I said the Bushes hate black people. He's like, then I see, you know, the old Bush just died or whatever. He's like, I'm watching him wheelchair his dad. I'm like, yeah, I feel like a dick about that, man. He's like, you know, that's a dad, you know, at the same time. So he was just like, you know, I feel like an asshole. He's like, what we need now. He's like, we've tried the hate thing of like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. He's like, we need some love now. It's like, fuck yeah, dude. I love
Whoa,
it.
Whoa, dude.
He's like, we just need a little love. He's like, why don't we just at least try it?
Jesus.
I mean, he's bringing out the fucking long sleeping utopian in me, dude. I'm a closeted utopian. Been so for a long time.
The end of that first episode of Dear White People on Netflix, at the end of it. So there's a show on Netflix called Dear White People, and it's great. It's good. Mm-hmm. I like to get triggered before I go to bed, so I watch it. I get triggered so hard watching this thing. But there's the main character is this girl who has a radio show on this fictitious Ivy League school, and she's like, this alt-right Twitter guy starts smashing her.
Yeah.
And like his tweets are actually pretty funny. like they show their tweets back and forth, and he's kind of killing her. And then he gets racist.
Yeah.
But at the
pulls
end of
his fangs out. And he's
he pulls his fangs out. He's like, you half-breed bitch. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I love how they equate anyone who makes decent points against him eventually hits the point where like, you mulatto scum.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, all right.
Well, he was like, what are you talking about? Oppression? You go to an Ivy League school. Shut the fuck up. And she's like, you don't understand. And then her dad's white in the show, and the guy finds out and like posts pictures of it. But at the end, she's all fired up because he just called her. He's like,
wait, does he say, he does say that?
He does say, okay, you half breed bitch at the end. And then they start playing Jesus Walks by Kanye West to like her like moment of
was
like,
this before he like,
yeah, well, I mean, it came out recently, but yeah, it's funny that at the end of the episode, they're like, I'm feeling black power right now. And it's like, Jesus Walks, like Kanye West.
Did you listen to T.I. or Kanye versus the People?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That's come one on, of the dumbest
bro,
shit.
Come on, Kanye. What y'all doing?
Yeah.
And he's just like, I was loving it.
Yeah, that's
so that's another hot theory.
That's nice.
But there's so, apparently, there's the Pizzagate part two is they have a theory that like all these child stars start, like even like Bruce Willis and Macaulay Culkin, they have like things where they like are on like interviews, like where you and I are, I kind of do this naturally. Like I'm like, ooh. But they'll like Bruce Willis will look at you in the eye and be like, and the people are just like, what the fuck? And it's happened to a lot of child stars as they got older in interviews, and no one's ever talked about it.
What?
Where they just will be like, literally like talking to you, and then like the guy who was like, hoobada 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 to you.
Oh, yeah.
And then the interviewer was like, huh? And then Bruce will like snap out of it. And they think it's like MK Ultra shit to where like they're raping them as child stars and then dosing them out on like tons of LSD.
Was Bruce Willis a child star?
I don't know. I mean, he was young enough. I mean, if you hit Hollywood at 17, you're a kid, dude. They come and get you.
Well, that...
It was funny to imagine Bruce Willis as like a six-year-old bald kid just like, hey, come here. Like, God, that bald kid's fucking hot.
What do you think about Kanye, dude?
I love that, man.
Kanye and Trump.
Well, have you been following that on Twitter?
Not recently.
I don't follow.
Not
I haven't
the last 2 days.
I'll check his tweets here and there. The funniest part is when you go to the people fighting below his tweets, because it'll just be like a white guy being like, "Hell yeah, so proud of you, Kanye. If you need any more information on conservatism, bro, I can hook you up." And then someone like, "Damn, Kanye's not even. I'm like, I wish Kanye was black." And then like a white guy being like, "Kanye is black." And the lady's like, "Name one Kanye song." And this like old guy got into it and he was like, or like name a Kanye album, and he was like, Gold Digger, and they're like, that's a song, you idiot. And they start fighting, and it's like, Jesus.
You couldn't Google that?
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ. Well, he was on the internet.
He did say, like, high school dropout, and he said Gold Digger. And then they're like, he's like, I did name the album, but I named the track that's my favorite song. Dude, it's like idiots fighting each other.
Yeah, of course.
Over this shit. And it is funny that it's racially perplexing to these people who are like, Kanye's is a genius. You don't understand. Then he starts hitting you with a signed MAGA hat, and you're like, oh shit, I called this guy a genius. Fuck. But what was that shit you pulled up? What was that guy who was that guy freaking out?
Oh, that was some TMZ. Ugh. I guess Kanye was at TMZ.
Yeah,
another black dude gave him a good talking to.
Well, TMZ put out,
this is the life I live every day, brother.
Well, TMZ
he's like, I was a slave, brother. The cops try to beat my ass every day, brother. And Yeezy's just sitting there like, oh, man.
You know, he's like, I love you. I love that dude. Yeah, he's like, I love you. I love you so much.
My favorite thing is when somebody gets a camera in their face, like the dude who lectured Kanye. He was like, this is my moment.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, this is 400 years of oppression, brother. Just Hulk Hogan out.
But it's like, okay, no, for sure. The thing is like, yeah, dude, slavery was fucked up. And it's like, what does this have to do with Kanye and Trump, dude? How does this all boil down?
I had to Google, because everybody's always like, he's so homophobic and all that shit. Like, I literally...
Trump?
Yeah, like, I had to Google last night. I was like, Trump homophobic. Like, what has he done?
Yeah.
What has Trump done that was homophobic?
I think it's just banning, when he did the transgender military ban.
Which didn't take effect. He just tweeted that.
And it's also like, dude, if you're trans, I could see why you're bummed out. If you were fucking on the front lines, like in firing squads, and they were like, yo, we're not gonna let trans up there, you'd be like, okay,
yeah, that works.
Cool,
for me.
Thanks. That's pretty.
You
chill.
Want to be in the trenches next to that? They're shooting guns at me. Yeah, this is not fair.
Like, actually, it's a sign of freedom and power.
Yeah, that's one thing that's funny, because when I Googled Trump homophobic,
yeah,
which I was searching. I guess this guy...
That's a 2 a.m. search, dude, with just lizard eyes, like, I gotta crack the
code. Well, I can't figure it out, because why he keeps getting called homophobic.
I mean, he's everything right now. Once you're one thing, you're everything now. So if you're, like, Muslim travel ban, you hate transgenders.
He's definitely a fucking moron.
He's like, not a moron, though, dude.
Well, he is.
I think he's levels... I think he's leagues beyond, dude.
No, dude, he's
fucking... functioning in, like, absolute, the shark, most shark-infested waters.
Sure, he's definitely not stupid.
If a moron was a person, in there, it would be even worse.
But what he's saying most of the time is extremely idiotic.
Oh, he's a fucking demagogue, dude. He gets people
he
hyped
can't
up.
Talk.
He's good at talking.
He's very poor at speaking.
He's very good at hitting
he's
buttons.
A poor speaker.
What is he? What is an example?
Just
not. I'm not doing that. I hate my girlfriend does that to me. She's like, "When did I name one thing?"
Okay.
And it's like, fuck.
Look at my African American over there. Look at him.
Yeah.
Isn't he great?
Yeah.
I mean, I could go
but
on
he's
for
70.
Hours.
He's 70.
Yeah, but he's a poor public speaker.
He said, "Look at my African American over
there." Yeah, there was a black dude at a rally. He's like, "Look at my African American over there. Look at him." he's.
I think he's good at.
He's a con man who's tapping into whatever white trash wants to hear.
Yeah. But now he's going to get a Nobel Peace Prize for reuniting South
and
North
Korea. That would make me so happy. I mean, I want him to do well, and I think it's funny when he does well. Like, when Kanye half endorsed him.
What, like, in the Kanye very was, beginning?
When Kanye... No, right now.
Kanye has a signed MAGA hat, dude.
Yeah, but his whole thing is he's like, love people you hate.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually what he's trying to say.
True, yeah.
But it's also... Like, that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just anything good that Trump does or has going for him makes me laugh. Because
thanks,
of
Kanye.
How
very
many people
cool.
Are like, he's a homophobic monster. He's racist. He's gonna kill us all.
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
No, he's a fucking president.
Yeah,
he's a dipshit.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, he's just a psycho.
Yeah,
but it. Jesus, I forgot what I was saying. Yeah, I hope
I'm waiting for Kanye. I hope Kanye's new album is so good. It's funny.
It's
too.
Terrible so far.
Really?
I mean, he's released some tracks about
what's,
this.
What are the songs like?
There's
I
one,
love everybody.
There's one about. There's one that's him and T.I. rapping back and forth about the conversation about what's happening right now.
That's tight.
It's so bad.
Yeah, but you got to understand me.
Exactly.
Though. Yeah, I know. But you got to understand.
Like, you got to understand.
T.I. will do
from,
anything
bro.
Right now to get fucking famous. Dude, he's tried everything. Imagine if you featured on his album. And then he pulled the signed MAGA hat, and you're like, "What? Oh, fuck, come on, man. Like, that's a fucking silver bullet in rap world. Being a rapper and be like, I fucking love Donald Trump."
It is so funny.
Unless you can come at as like a place of ignorance, and like people will be like, fuck yeah. Like, if you're Future and you're like, grab her by the pussy like Donald, people are like, damn, Future's sick. But
yeah.
If you're like, he's all right. They're like, fuck you motherfucker.
Well, it's also funny for people to be like, if a rapper endorses Donald Trump and then their fans are like, he's racist and homophobic and sexist. It's like, have you ever listened to rap?
Yeah,
have you ever listened to rap, you fucking idiot?
That's true.
It goes back to that white chick that was like, I saw this bearded hipster asshole fucking patriarchy dickhead, but at least he was listening to Biggie.
Yeah.
That was his one redeeming quality.
It's like,
it's like, have you listened to Biggie? Have you listened to rap?
That was funny. When I used to work in a... my brother's taco truck, we had this girl in there, and she was like, I love Neil Young, all this shit. I love the Flaming Lips. No, she was saying, I love the Flaming Lips. And then we're playing the Flaming Lips, and she was like, oh my God, what is this? Shut this off. And my brother was like, that band you love, Flaming Lips? And she was like, yeah, what? I never heard this album. It's like, it was like the most famous album.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, get the fuck. And the one girl had a Neil Young t-shirt, same thing. She was like, what song is this? And he's like, that fucking
Heart
guy's
of Gold.
Yeah, he's like that
like
guy.
Harvest Moon.
You know that shirt you're wearing, that band that you love?
Yeah, that's.
I'm happy for that. Shania Twain got in trouble.
What'd she say?
So she's a Canadian. I didn't know she was a Canadian.
What's that bitch saying?
So someone asked her, like, Shania, who would you have voted for in the American election? She was like, Donald Trump. And then, like,
everyone's like, Shania Twain hates black people.
Everyone freaked out. She was like, I'm sorry, the question took me off guard. I didn't know.
I just got a text from Hoss McCusker.
What's Hoss want?
Hoss is talking. He just sent us both a text.
What?
Hoss is talking about how he's watching Access Hollywood right now, and you and me are in the know.
Yeah, what are we saying?
Number one, who is Star of the Year? Tiffany Haddish. And number two,
ooh.
I don't know if I want to out him on this.
Yeah, that's basically saying Tiffany Haddish is a little bit overblown hype.
Yeah.
She's pretty bad. I watched her on the Seth Rogen thing, and it was just kind of like...
Her stand-up on Seth Rogen's thing was fucking absurd.
Well, I mean, that's just...
She's like, I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah,
like,
that, well, that's
she's like, I hang out with Beyonce. What?
Yeah.
It's like, that's not stand-up.
I made it. Yeah, it's just like... Dude, I was sitting here today.
It was wild.
I was thinking about how fucking weird it must be to be a rapper. I was driving to get something to eat with my babe, and she was listening to rap, and I was like, it's such a weird fucking life.
What, just being fucking
yeah, just like
cool?
Being that hype on yourself all day, every day. That's tough. Like, imagine having, like, it sucks being, like, kind of depressed and having to do a stand-up. Imagine if you're, like, kind of bummed and you had a rap and you're just like,
I'm the fucking man.
I'm the fucking man. I get mad bitches. And in your head, you're like, I'm a fucking loser,
I'm
dude.
Such a fucking loser.
I fucking kill myself.
Pusha T was so mean.
I don't have a kid.
He lied. I was thinking how sick of a response it would be if he used clips of Donald Trump in his beat. Like, fake news.
Dude,
if he called Pusha T fake news, it'd be the funniest shit in the world.
It'd be funny, but he would lose fans. He'd be like, yo, bro.
That'd be such a great diss response.
Dude, if he hit him with fake
news.
Just
calling him
fake
news. Pusha T, failing Pusha T.
Dude. I mean, that was like, that was it called? The story of Adidon?
Whatever, yeah.
His son's Adonis, but it.
Adidon was the name of his Adidas.
Yeah, and apparently
he was going to be his brand.
They said he was planning to roll out his son with his shoe. It'd be like, oh, by the way, I have a son and a shoe. Here's what I started thinking, dude. I mean, again, I connect the dots like it's my curse, but Kanye has a deal with Adidas. And he heard Drake's coming out with an Adidas shoe. I think Kanye...
Actually, you know, good music.
Now you know Pusha T's attacking. And then, dude, that other shit came back real quick.
What other shit?
That response. Like, they had that couched.
Yeah.
So I think Kanye launched like a psyops against Drake to take his to fuck his shoe up.
Maybe.
I'm just saying, dude. I mean,
it's good music, dude. Kanye's at the head of that.
Yeah, and you like, tell Pusha T, like, hey, man, I know you haven't had an album in a while. I'll fucking write you some shit, do you
some
beats.
Seven songs.
Start shit with Drake.
Drugs.
And then tell, this is some shit I found out about him. Let people know.
So you think
knocked up
Kanye
a
is the mastermind?
I think so, dude.
Which would all, that leads it all the way to Trump.
I mean, don't get me started on
I
the
think
thing.
Trump
don't get me
have...
started on the Kardat on the West and Trump and how I think they're going to start running.
I think Trump.
Kim's
probably...
got a lot of press recently with prison reform.
She's killing it. So you think Kardashian Trump is coming up?
Yeah, well, I think
that's a good ticket.
I think there's. I it's either Trump's paying them to normalize him. Just dude, just like Hillary reached out to Jay-Z and Jay-Z and Beyonce. They probably promised him like, yo, I'll give you guys. Yo, here's your businesses. I'll get you set up for real, you know. I'll get you a sweatshop in Haiti. I'll get you this and that.
I think Trump
leaned on Kanye and was like, yo, bro, I heard you're in debt. You want to make, what do you want to make, sneakers or some shit? He's like, all right, bro.
I make
ties. I got little Somali pirates making me ties. Dude.
Now you're talking.
I'll give you the plug. And I think,
or Kanye had a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I mean, this is just, I like his new album. I'm just in my head, I'm like, it's crazy timing, dude. And that couldn't have went more perfect. The fact you're telling me he happens to have an Adidas shoe coming out, and now there's this big beef. Dude, they blew the lid off this guy's
you're
life.
You're telling me. I'm just knocked telling
up,
you.
Imagine knocking up a porn star, dude. Ugh.
You're telling me.
Hey.
This is what it's all about. This is why they listen to the cast.
I'm just letting you know, man.
There's some listeners right now that were like, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Look into that.
I wasn't even thinking, dude.
I'm just saying,
that
dude.
Fucking good music, Kanye West, was behind this thing.
You're talking about a $1 billion sneaker deal, dude.
Yep.
Apparently, he's a billionaire again. Kanye West, like, I'm a billion. My company's worth $1 billion.
That's probably some Trump lines.
You think he's
like,
fucking...
Just say you're a billionaire and
say
you're
a billionaire. I'll give you the information.
All of a sudden, your assets are worth
he
a billion.
He might have NSA Drake. Think about that, dude.
That's what I mean. I'm saying, I think it's coming from the executive office that's like, here's some fucking news I uncovered.
Trump might have wrote that rebuttal for Pusha T.
I think Trump did write that.
I think he wrote that, dude.
He's a good lyricist.
Yeah, dude. He's like, I'm going to chop the top season, dude.
Yep. Oh, man.
Shit.
What are we at, Tommy? 45 minutes. 45. Oh, baby.
45 minutes, dude. We're sliding into home.
This is
That was my conspiracy of the week, dude.
It's a good conspiracy.
Yeah. His new album's tight, though. I do like it.
Yeah, Kanye's album's good.
But now it's so funny. It's funny. Like such, I feel like such a boob. Because I was like, Kanye's such a fucking idiot. He's not even that good. And as soon as he, like, mirrored my political views, I'm like, he's actually really good. I didn't give him credit. So, that's funny. I'm just the opposite.
Yes.
The people who are like, he's a genius. But I'm listening to him. I'm like, God, this guy is fucking good.
Well, now it's... Now
you I also like never it. Listened to one of his albums. I would judge it, but like, he's all right.
He's okay. I've listened to all his albums.
I just heard his radio hits, and I'm like, he's all right.
I like Kanye, but when people would call him a fucking lyrical, it was his lyrics I always hated.
Yeah.
Lyrically, he sucks.
I feel like they got better. These ones have been pretty funny, the shit he's been saying.
I mean, it's
about.
Funny, but they still suck.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, I know. Well, I could see that. I get real into some of his shit. Now I do. I only listen to St. Pablo on. That's it.
Yes, dude. Listening to Kanye West wearing a Blue Lives Matter fucking zip up.
I always, when I listen to it too, I listen to it out loud, and I still am hung up about like what rap I can listen to out loud and what rap I can't. And I'm like listening to the Kanye rap, and I'm like, now there's a new level of me. Like if I listen to rap, my house, my neighborhood's mostly black, so it's like when I drive around, I'm like, I still feel weird listening to rap out loud.
Yeah.
Even around white people now.
You don't want to appropriate their culture.
I just feel weird. I'm like, I just feel like a fucking idiot. And then. Now, like, I'll listen to the Kanye album, and I'm like, damn, is he, like, a traitor to these guys? Like, is it not even cool to listen
they
to
They see
guy?
A white guy listening to Kanye
They'll
West
like,
right
I
now.
Knew it. Yeah, yeah, I wonder if he's like, I knew it.
That.
Fucking goddamn it.
God damn it.
I mean, that's probably where I got the conspiracy from. I probably overheard it in my neighborhood.
You think? Outside of a bodega? Mm-hmm.
Someone just got served an arrest warrant on my street the other day.
Really?
Yeah, they had two cars. Think? I don't know. I was letting my dogs out. I saw a paddy wagon car blocking the street.
Who let the dogs out?
I let the dogs out. So, yeah, I saw the arrest warrant get served.
I let the dogs out. Yes, dude.
Well, dude, so I had to let my dogs out every morning. And I have like a little.
You have to do what?
I got to let my dogs out every morning.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm still on fucking Robitussin, dude. I'm chopped and screwed right now. I'm like
what
Lil Wayne right
about?
Now. I've been drinking Delsim for
no,
like
but
two
what
years.
Did you do?
I let my dogs
out. You're such a fucking. Yes, I'm just trying to make you say let the dogs out.
In the morning, my dogs cry. They're so funny. They're just like Twitter.
Yeah. Everything you're
Which
on
is
right
so
now.
Which is so fucking annoying then. Because then the flip side of people are like, white people invented everything. It's just like, dude.
What did you invent?
What did you exactly? Yeah, it's like, what did you invent? Yeah. And what did you invent? Nothing. Go on. I invented something sick the other day.
You actually invent.
I do. But you're dude, fucking... this is why I like Kanye's idea of ideation centers is tight. Where you just put engineers in these buildings. And like anyone can just go in and just be like, dude, here's my idea. And they'll be like, yay, nay. And we'll put it. Because most people don't know.
Like, yay.
Yeah,
yay or nay,
yay,
dude.
There's no, you can't use negative.
You gotta
things.
Use Yeezy or Kneezy.
No, you can't say. And Kanye doesn't use negative language at all.
Wow.
So like when I'm at, sorry. So, did we go to the gym today?
Yeezy.
No, you gotta say, we will. You can't say no. You said we will go to the gym.
No, fuck going to the gym, dude.
Well,
what if the gym is negative? The gym's negative, dude. Fuck
that,
the gym.
That's your case. Yeezy would be like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I love not going to the gym. Here's, all I have is love in my heart.
I mean, that's all you need.
And I have
dude.
A very diseased, bad heart.
You have a diseased heart?
I got fucked up. Yeah, dude, from saying no to the gym.
That's
got
true.
A fat heart.
Well, you can have a diseased heart from doing too much gym, drinking too much Jack 3D.
True.
Dude, here's my idea, though. I want to put little lights in the ceiling. Like, figure. And this is where I don't know how they
lights in the ceiling?
Engineer, right. No, check this out. So they're right on the corner where the ceiling meets the wall. And I don't know how to engineer so the light distributes properly. But you could just come in and hit a switch and then change the color of your room. Boom. Or Halloween time. You'd upload like colors or images. And then
oh,
these
you mean the
would,
wall, like the wallpaper?
Yeah, it'll be like a projector.
It'll change the paint of the wall.
Yes, yeah, so you'd have like a white wall and then you hit it and then like boom, you have a perfectly green room. Flip the dial, boom, your room's purple. Upload a creepy Halloween image. You could have spooky spiders.
You could have a spooky room?
Yeah,
you could. I don't know if people want spooky
tight.
Rooms.
For Halloween.
Even if it's Halloween.
Or you could just. Put like a beautiful fresco on your wall, just psh, uploads a thing, it projects onto your wall. Pretty tight. I mean, it's a pretty stick idea. I think it's pretty tight.
Yeah, I think that's easily done.
Is
no
it?
No one does it.
Why? You could paint, you could change the whole color. If you did it properly with the lights, you could change the whole color of a room in an instant. Pretty tight.
All right.
I think it's a good idea.
I fuck with it.
I think it's a good idea.
What do you
idea.
Want to call it? If you had to think of a name for it, what would it be?
BK Lights, dude.
Why?
My thing would be
why BK,
like the British, you know those night the light up sneakers. Oh, you could walk. Shit. You would walk, and you had shoes that lit up, and your walls would light with your shoes as you were walking.
Damn.
That'd be tight, dude.
All right.
That'd be tight.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did it.
We did it. That's, I mean, that's just one of the many.
You know what I vote regions. On that idea?
What?
Yeezy.
Yeezy.
I vote fucking Yeezy on that.
But while I was in there, I was watching CNN, saw a little Kanye West, Donald Trump action.
Yeah, dude. Baby.
Finally, the fucking allegiance is complete. The two greatest minds in America have joined forces.
Oh, my God. The Yeezy, they're probably coming out with like a new like Trump Yeezy boost.
That'd be sick.
Just for like kicking Mexicans.
It's so fucking great that the leader of all the dumb white people has finally conferred with the leader of all the dumb black people. And we can finally fucking agree.
That beautiful. Is so true. Yeah. That was the best, dude. How his shoes were supposed to change the world. It was like, buy these. This is a revolution. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, dude, he's
$190
genius.
Or like $500 for these like $200 space
bucks,
boots.
I think they were. And people yeah. were paying $700 initially to get them. And his sweatpants were like $1,200. And all these fucking idiots were like, no, dude, he's a genius. I support him.
Yeah.
Now he has blonde hair and he's hanging out with Trump. Imagine wearing a pair of those. He must feel so fucking dumb right now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, my God. It'd be like if LeBron, like, got caught molesting little girls in Thailand, you'd be like, oh, fuck, man, I don't want to
watch. Yeah, or you'd be like a Penn State fan.
Yeah.
And just be even prouder. Just be like, we are.
They doubled down hard after
they
the molestation.
They doubled down
hard. Yeah, I know. I've never been there. I don't know what it's like.
Iraq?
I've heard it sucks, though.
I'm sure it's not that great.
It's just one big sand trap.
I'm almost certain it's negative.
There's just a ton of golf balls in there. It's a big sand trap. It's a shitty part of the golf course. Oh, my yeah. boys, who I exercise with on motorcycles. Like,
really? Yeah, they chase you.
When I jog, they chase me on Rough Rider motorcycles.
They're probably out celebrating Kanye.
Oh, definitely,
for
dude.
The new Super Allegiance. The alliance that fucking shaped the world.
That's definitely going to lead us into the new era. Trump, Kanye. Two fucking retards.
What a butt fuck, dude. That's so fucking terrible.
You imagine if you really were like, no, he's just the best. He's just been misunderstood.
Yeah, fucking Mackie.
Yeah.
I've been fighting with Mackie and Pedro for so long.
About how
shitty Kanye West is.
Well, it was almost taken as a racist thing to be like, he's a fucking Kanye West idiot. No, he's just confident. It's like, no, he's a fucking psychopath.
He's a genius. Everything he's saying is true. He came out at like the Video Music Awards and was like, I am Walt Disney.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah.
I am Ford. It's like, no, dude, you suck.
You've had two decent albums, and you kind of slid downhill. You got rejected from the fashion world.
The thing that sucks is I do like a lot of his. I like a lot of his songs.
Yeah.
But then you start listening to him, and it's like, I guess he is. He's a fucking retarded guy.
He's insane. I mean, there's a lot of people. I like some of his songs, but it's like that's where once he starts talking, I'm like, I don't have to listen to this.
Yeah,
listen to your
I like a lot of his beats, and then he comes on and he's like, and if I bleach, or if she bleached her asshole, and I'm just like, oh man, I can't listen to this.
Yeah, that was, it's so funny now to think that whole album was just the rambling of a fucking psycho, and everyone's like, this is perfect.
The life of Pablo,
dude. He's fucking married to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Imagine being the level of psychopath of seeking out Kim Kardashian, giving her a child, and marrying her.
Yeah, I mean, if my girlfriend had, like, a public sex tape with some other dude before I was dating her, that'd be pretty tough.
That's probably why he went crazy. He probably finally saw the tape and was like, oh, fuck.
That's definitely why he went crazy.
Oh, my God.
He loved her, but every single night, there's, like, a little pop-up ad for it. Anytime he gets on Pornhub, somebody's like, check this out.
Oh, my God, it must kill him, dude.
Yeah,
he's
your
just
girlfriend?
He's just trying to jerk off. That is pretty weird, right? And he's like, yeah, well, I fuck her better. And it's like, well, prove it. Videotape it and release it. That's the only way I could be okay with that. I'd have to if that tape was like 3 hours, I got to release like a 6-hour one.
Yeah, of her screaming the whole time?
Oh, my God. Of just me just obliterating. Just a 6 hours of just me eating pussy the whole time, dude.
I hope Trump drops one, dude.
Dude, I heard Trump's fucking hung.
Trump's definitely hung.
When Marco Rubio tried to say shit little about hands, his little hands, Trump, this Trump. Is during the presidential debate. Trump was like, I can assure you. He's like talking about something else.
Yeah.
He's like, the schools will be better, and I can assure you, I don't have a problem down there. And everyone's like, yeah. Fucking retards.
Yeah, and then you see that statue they built of him with like a baby dick?
No.
Yeah, I did see that.
I did see that.
And then somebody put a Hillary one up, and everyone covered it and was like, no.
This is ridiculous.
This is body shaming.
Yeah.
We got a fucking hot cast.
We got a hot cast coming up, dude. Shout out to Hillary Clinton in the Austin Powers bad guy lair, wherever the fuck she is now. She's fucking with Dr. Evil now.